This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial of the officer who shot and killed Christian Glass began with opening statements today. Prosecutors say Sheriff's Deputy Andrew Buen's actions were, quote, aggressive, excessive, and criminal. 22-year-old Glass had called police for help after getting his car stuck on a rural road near Silver Plume. Defense attorneys countered that Glass was likely intoxicated and had a knife in the car. Glass told the 911 dispatcher about the knife beforehand, explaining it was a geology knife. His death garnered international attention and the largest police shooting settlement in Colorado history. Deputy Buen faces a second-degree murder charge. The trial continues next week. A new way to fund Colorado schools is now before state lawmakers. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado hasn't changed the way it funds schools in 30 years. House Speaker Julie McCluskey introduced a plan that would funnel more money into students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education students.
I do not want to see us wait another day to address the equity that is lacking in our current approach.
The plan would cost about $500 million over 6 years. Some school districts say they want to wait for potential changes to property taxes and how that will affect future funding. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
RTD's A-Line, which runs through Denver to the airport, will be down for maintenance on Saturday. Travelers should prepare for shuttle buses between Central Park and DIA. The maintenance will start at 2:30 a.m. on the I-70 bridge near Peña Boulevard. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 6:06.